United States Institute of Peace, along with SiriusXM's POTUS Channel 124, now present their weekly podcast.
Joining us now to talk about what's been going on in Haiti is Keith Mines, Director of the Latin America Program at the United States Institute of Peace. Good morning, Keith. How are you?
Good, Laura. How are you?
I'm doing great. There's so much news that's happening. We've been watching and following what is the latest out of Haiti, but bring it to us.
Well, there's good news and bad news as always. Haiti's always an up and down story. But on the positive side, there is now a transitional presidential council that has appointed a prime minister, Gary Conille. He was someone that served briefly as prime minister in 2011 to 12. Most recently, he was regional director of UNICEF, which is where I last met him in Haiti. And he'll manage the temporary government. There was a brief scare over the weekend when he was hospitalized, but he's out now and apparently okay. But both the transitional council and the prime minister are unelected, but they provide the country with the strongest government that it's had really since the assassination of President Moïse 3 years ago. So their task now is to appoint a cabinet, which is technically the job of the prime minister, but in this case, it'll be done jointly with the presidential council. There's some politics involved, but the demand is for technocratic cabinet, and the names that we've been seeing for key posts are actually quite good. So that's the situation on the political front.
I mean, that must have been very scary thinking about all the unrest that's been happening, and then you have somebody like Conille who is chosen just at the end of last month, I mean, May 28th, after that whole selection process, and then to be hospitalized, that must have been sent quite the ripple effect, as is the widespread gang violence that the country is experiencing. I mean, when you see the news headlines that are coming out of it, it's as if the gangs have completely overtaken the entirety of the government. Is that true?
Well, there was a really horrific attack over the weekend. So Conille apparently is okay. I mean, he suffers from asthma or something. I mean, I think the hospitalization was very temporary. He made the point, and I thought it was actually a really good point to make. He said, you know, many Haitians would not have been able to be hospitalized. Mm-hmm. So he was very self-aware that, you know, he's in a privileged position. So he acknowledged that. And I thought that was a very nice kind of nod to the crisis that he is now in a position to hopefully help to move in a better direction. But there was a horrific attack. I don't think it's hit the international press yet, but over the weekend where an armored personnel carrier in Barbecue's territory was burned, and the three Haitian National Police were inside the vehicle and were burned to death. It was really a horrific attack. It reminded you a little bit of the Black Hawk Down incident in Somalia, Fallujah Bridge incident in Iraq, but really quite horrible. So the gangs are still very strong, and they're still quite determined, it appears. One is never quite sure what happens when the multinational security support mission led by Kenya starts to deploy. It's a few weeks away. They've done their planning. They've done their reconnaissance, and they'll be coming in and basing in Haiti and start to do their work of hopefully trying to restore security. The port and the airport are at least are open. So there's a bit of a tussle still between the gangs and the good guys, the Haitian National Police, and now the incoming security mission. But it is quite small. The gangs are quite strong. So there's really going to be a fight for power now with these really heavily empowered gangs over the coming months. So there's still a lot of work to do.
This is, I mean, the UN-backed deployment of Kenyan police forces, is that still imminent?
Yeah, that's what will be coming in soon. The Kenyans are leading this multinational support mission, which is UN-approved, but not a UN mission. It's a coalition of the willing. And the Kenyans are quite determined to do this. I think they're up to the task, but the numbers are quite small that they'll be leading. They have a handful from other countries. Salvador is providing some helicopters, Argentina, a few. There's some from the Caribbean. Benin is providing some others. So there's a small force that will be coming in. Again, the approach that they're going to have to take really is going to have to, I think, as much as anything, mobilize Haitian society to be an enabler, if you will, of the support mission, where the communities themselves are active in pushing back the gangs with support from the Haitian National Police and now from this new multinational security force. And then they're going to have to really early, I think, start to figure out how to divert the low-level gang members away from gang activity and into something else. And then they're going to need a large and kind of immediate justice program to try some of those gang members that are not able to be diverted, and large incarceration facilities. So there's a whole lot of other things that will need to go along with this to get the gangs away from the what they've been doing of holding the city hostage effectively.
So what role is the United States playing, if any, in trying to stabilize what's going on in Haiti?
Well, the U.S. is supporting all of this. It hasn't wanted to put any of its own forces on the ground, but it's contracted a lot of it out, and it's providing the funding. So the U.S. and Canada's stepped up in a pretty major way with funding. So it's trying to fund the force, provide advisors, again, a certain amount of contractors. So there's a lot that the U.S. is doing, but short of having any of its own national forces on the ground.
Keith Mines, Director of the Latin American Program at the United States Institute of Peace, thank you for helping us to understand this issue. It's really important. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Laura.
This podcast has been brought to you by the United States Institute of Peace and SiriusXM's POTUS, Channel 124.